So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Hashaychel Yasazevach Lizard Dami Bachutz, I Mikzas Dami Bachutz. Bakayan shechted a carbon, and during the Shechita he had intentions to do the following Achilles consumptions, Chutzim Kaimai, outside of their designated area. Lizard Dami Bachutz, I Mikzas Dami Bachutz, to sprinkle all or some of the carbon's blood, Chutzim Kaimai, or Lahakta Emuriv Bachutz, I Mikzas Emuriv Bachutz, to burn all or some of the carbon's fats, Chutzim Kaimai, or Lechel Besari Bachutz, a Kezayis Mibsari Bachutz, to eat all or some of its meat, Chutzim Kaimai, or lechel kezayis ma'ar ha'alya b'chutz, to eat a kezayis from the skin of its tail, chutzim kaimai. Pasul of imbekaris, in all these cases the carbon becomes pasul. However, one who eats the meat of this carbon, even b'chutz, is not liable to karis. The Mishnah continues, however, lizrik dami l'machar, mikzas dami l'machar, pigul b'chayov in lav karis. If during the shechita he had a machshava to perform any of the above achilas, chutzlis manoi, after their designated time, the carbon becomes pigul, and one who eats from its meat, even bizmanoi, is liable to karis. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Ur Ha'alya, the status of the skin that covers the tail, whether Ur Ha'alya is considered Basar, which is Achilas Adam, or Imurin, which is Achilas Mizbeach. The Gemara initially assumes that Ur Ha'alya Ka'alya Dami. The Ur Ha'alya has the same status as the Alya, and therefore in the case of a Kevis, a sheep, where the Alya is offered on the Mizbeach, the Ur Ha'alya is also considered Achilas Mizbeach. And the Gemara questions the Mishnah's case of Lechel Kazayis Ma'ur Ha'alya Lamacher, Pigul V'chayovin Lavkaris. Why does the carbon become pigul? His machshava was for achila, human consumption, on the ur ha'alya, which is only fit for the mizbeach's consumption, and such a machshava does not cause pigul because it's davar shein darach lechel. The machshava's achila was for an item which is usually not eaten this way. The Gemara offers two solutions. Shmuel says the Mishnah is Rabbi Yezer who holds machshava machilas mizbeach lechilas adam, machilas adam lechilas mizbeach. Even a machsheves achila for an item which is usually not eaten this way causes pigul. Rav Chizda says, V'hach mayaskinan ba'alya shel gedi. The Mishnah refers to the tail of a goat, which is not offered on the Mizbeach, and therefore both the alya and ur ha'alya are achilas adam, not achilas Mizbeach. Rav Huna disagrees and says, ur alya, lav ka'alya dami. The ur ha'alya does not have the same status of the alya, and therefore even in the case of a keves, only the alya is achilas Mizbeach, but the ur ha'alya is achilas adam. And the Gemara explains that Rav Huna's source is from the pasuk "V'hikar mizevach hashlam asher l'Hashem chelboi ha'alya, chelboi ha'alya v'loi ur ha'alya." Only the fats of the alya are offered on the mizbeach, but the skin of the alya is not offered on the mizbeach. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the Mishnah's distinction that chutz l'mekayim apostle v'ein b'karis, while chutz l'smanei pigul v'chayav min lav karis. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav states as follows. The word shlishi refers to machshavas chutzlis manli, and the superfluous words pigul yia refer to machshavas chutzlim kaimai. As Rashi explains, chutzlim machitza dami lechutzlis man. Both machshavas are similar in that they go beyond the designated requirements of the carbon. And the pasuk concludes with v'hanefesh aicheles mimen avaynatisa. The word avaynatisa refers to karis. However, the word mimenu implies echad v'leishnayim. Only for one of these avayin natisa that the eichel gets karas, while for the other, the eichel does not get karas. And the Gemara goes on to discuss that perhaps mimenu comes to exclude chutz l'mekayim from karas because this samechle. The word mimenu follows the word pigel, which refers to chutz l'mekayim. Or perhaps mimenu comes to exclude chutz l'zmane from karas because the pasach bay. The word shlishi was written first in the pasuk. After a lengthy discussion, the Gemara concludes as follows. The source that in Parshat Tzav the words Avayin Natisa refers to Karis is derived through Gzeirah Shavah of the word Avayin. The pasuk in Parshat Tzav states V'nefesh Archeles Mimenu Avayin Natisa, and the pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim states V'achlav Avayin Yisa Kez Kodesh Hashem Chilul V'nechusa Nefesh Ahi Ma'amehah Malahal and Karis Avkan Karis. And we know that the pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim refers to Naisir through Gzeirah Shavah of the word Kodesh. The pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim states, "Va'ochel v'avayin yisa kias kodesh Hashem chilul v'nechrasa," and the pasuk in Parshat Tetzava states, "V'saraftes anayser be'ish lo yechel ki kodeshu malal anayser avkan anayser." Therefore, the Gemara concludes that mimenu can only exclude chutz l'mekayim but not chutz l'zmanai, because the gzer shava of the word avayin that teaches karas can only be from nayser to chutz l'zmanai, because the damilei bezav nayser and chutz l'zmanai are similar in two ways: zman. Both these surim are related to time. In Naisa, the carbon was actually eaten after its designated time. And in Chutzlizmani, the intention was to eat the carbon after its designated time. And Bama, both these surim apply even to a Bama, an altar, when there was no Beis HaMikdash. However, the gezeirah shava of oven cannot be from neiser to chutzlam kaimai because leidami le neiser b'midi neiser and chutzlam kaimai have no similarities. The Gemara goes on to discuss the nine halachas of pigul that are derived from kra aricha, the following lengthy pasuk in Parashat Tzav. V'me'achal ye'achal mebsar zebach shlamav b'yem shlishi lo yiratza, ha'makar b'yisi lo yichashav lo yipigul yiyah. V'me'achal ye'achal, the repeated words ha'achal ye'achal teach, b'shte achiles hakas medaber, echad achiles adam, echad achiles mezbeach. Pigul applies to a machshava regarding one of two forms of achila, such as lechol basar, the kohen's consumption, and lahakdei murim, the mizbeach's consumption. Mibasar zevach shlamav. The word shlamav is used to make a hekesh, a comparison from a carbon shlamim, to all other karbanos as follows. Mashlam mefaglin umispaglin, avkol mefaglin umispaglin. Pigul only applies to a carbon like a shlamim, which includes both a mefagl, the dam that caused the pigul, and a mispagl, the basar that is the object of the pigul, and that the avodas adam, which is usually a matter, usually causes a heter achila to the basar, now causes pigul to take, disqualify, and forbid the basar. However, pigul does not apply to karbanas such as mechas kayanim, in which there is no matter, because the whole carbon is burned completely. Shlishi zechutz lizmanoi. Lo yirotza hamakrib, the word hamakrib refers to zrika and teaches, kartzas kasher kein hatzaras pasal. The meat of a carbon pigul becomes pasal in the same way that the meat of a carbon kasher becomes mutter b'achila. Uma hatzaras kasher ad sheyakrivu kol matirov, av hatzaras pasal ad sheyakrivu kol matirov. Just like in a carbon kasher, the meat becomes mutter b'achila only after zrika, so to impigul the meat becomes pasal only after zrika. The words lo yirotza hamakrib teach, ba'akravahu nifsal, ve'ina nifsal b'shlishi. Only a machshava of chutzas manai caused the carbon to become pasal. But if the carbon was actually eaten chutzas manai, the carbon does not become pasal mafreya retroactively. Oysai, b'zevach hakas medaber, ve'in medaber b'kayin. A machshava of chutzas manai causes only the carbon to become pasal. But the kayin, who had this machshava, does not become disqualified from doing the avodah. Lo yichashiv, lo yarav by machshava sacheris. A machshavas chutzlas mani takes effect only if the kohen had no other machshavas psulas such as chutzlam kaimai. Pigul, zeh chutzlam kaimai. Yiyeh, melamesh mitstarf and zem zeh. The two machshavas of chutzlas mani and chutzlam kaimai combined to form a complete shir kezayis to disqualify the carbon. The Gemara concludes that there is another pasuk of pigul in Parashas Kedoshim. V'me'achal ye'achal b'yoyim ha'shlishi pigul hu lo yiratzeh. The word shlishi refers to chutzlam kaimai based on im'eina in l'chutzlas mani t'neyu le'in l'chutzlam kaimai. And teaches makim she meshulish bedam b'basa ubeimurin. Machshavas chutzlam kaimai only applies for a machshava about an area such as chutzla azara that was eligible for all three: zrikas dam and aktaras imurin and achilas basar during the times of heter bumas. And this excludes that chutzlam kaimai does not apply in the heichel, which was never eligible for aktaras imurin nor achilas basar.